What's up, everyone? I'm Kira.
And I'm Julia. Welcome or welcome back to a coming of age movie.
This week, we're continuing our watch party series and reviewing Jordan Peele's new film, Nope.
We both saw this movie in theaters, and we have a lot of analyzing to do.
Okay, let's talk Nope.
Here we go.
Nope. Also, did you hear, like, in oh my God. Okay, we're already jumping into it because we have a lot to say.
Yes.
When the like Universal logo came on and like the little intro played, they played like a little clip from Gordy's house, and you hear the mom go, "Nope." Did you notice that? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh,
I saw
okay.
this like over a month ago, so.
Okay. Oh, right. Okay. First, let's just make our usual announcement. Spoiler warning. We will be spoiling the entire movie in this, so go watch it and then come back to listen.
So, yeah.
No, I'm saying in the beginning when the little Universal intro happens, where it's like, the world and this is like Universal, they played like in the background, there's like a clip from Gordy's house playing. So all the characters are like talking, blah, 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 blah. And the mom goes, nope, or someone like that. And
Oh, I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, I remember that.
I was like, oh, I love when the
Like,
title is like subtly dropped in like that. Even though it's a very common title, it's like, what's the word nope? But
they played it in really well. I liked it.
yeah, so okay. Let's just like, we're gonna first go over like the basic plot points and then kind of go into like
Some
deeper.
things we liked.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll also touch on that while we're talking about the plot, but like we'll go deeper after, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. The beginning was like part was so good to for me. After that whole Universal thing, and then it goes straight into this clip of this person like on the floor. You just see like feet, and then this monkey comes on screen, and of course like Monkey Paw production, so it's like, oh my God, what is this monkey doing? And the monkey's like covered in blood, and it's just like so ominous. I love it. It was amazing. It was a perfect introduction. I was like so ready for the movie.
It was very good. It definitely set me up to like get ready for like a lot of like gore for the movie, which you didn't actually need to be set up for, but I was like prepared. I was like, okay, I'm gonna see lots of blood in this movie, and there was nothing, but I liked it a
No,
lot.
there was too much blood for me. I did not like that.
Well, there wasn't like, okay, so there's obviously the scene where the house gets covered in blood, right?
Oh,
But
that
that
was
was
just
like,
weird, but
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I didn't think there was like too many like really gory scenes. Was there?
I
Or am I forgetting
guess.
it?
No, I guess you're right. There was just like some, I don't know. I don't like blood. I like scary movies, but I don't like blood, which is funny because it is one of my favorite movies, but that's like very fake blood, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so
Same
then
way.
after that, we have this other, like, we have kind of like multiple cold opens, I feel like, because then we kind of jump into like OJ and his dad, I'm pretty sure, on the farm, like doing their thing. And OJ's dad all of a sudden like falls off a horse and is taken to the hospital and he's like dying. And then we see that there was like a coin in his eye, right? Like a coin fell into his eye and
From the
then
sky.
from the sky. And then we also get a shot of a key in this horse. And it's like, yo, where did that
There's
key come?
metal stuff flying from the sky. That is so weird.
Yeah, like where is this stuff coming from? And it's weird because I didn't know a lot about this movie going in. I like wanted to see it because of I love Jordan Peele and I love Daniel Kaluuya. So that's why I went. I did not know the plot. Like I knew it was a scary movie.
No, I went for Jordan Peele too because I loved his other movies. So I was like, oh, this is going to be great. I have to go see those.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. So when I saw that, I was like, where is this going? Because I didn't know, like, oh, obviously it's the alien dropping out things out of its butt. Like it's like and its mouth, same thing. Anyway, okay, moving on.
Sorry, I'm eating a sandwich.
Julia's eating a sandwich, apparently. She's very professional, as we know.
I actually made two sandwiches. You should be lucky. I didn't open the Sprite can.
Okay, anyway. And
So it turns
then
out, yeah, go ahead.
we can keep talking about sandwiches if you want. We can like switch the episode.
Just gonna talk about the farm.
Oh, go ahead. No.
Cool. So we find out that the brother and sister work on a farm and they really want to get famous, and that's kind of like their sole purpose, I feel like. They don't really like, that's what I kind of got from it. I feel like they were just very like, we need to be famous. And they like, their business is like renting out horses for Hollywood movies or commercials or that kind of thing.
Yeah,
That's cool.
and we get this little clip of them at this commercial shoot, and her
Doesn't
name is
Korea.
Emerald, but they keep calling her M, so we're just gonna refer to her as like M, I think. OJ has to like kind of do the little pitch, like the little explanation of like their business on his own because she hasn't gotten there yet, and he's like very awkward about it, you know, characterization. We love to see it. But then she gets there and she's like, I'm also an actress and a this and a that, and you can hire me for this and whatever. And OJ's like, yo, why are you promoting all your side jobs? And she's like, OJ, this is my side job because she wants to be famous. That's her thing. She's in LA. She wants the fame. And can you blame her? Fame is addicting,
Exactly.
which is a common theme throughout this film.
Incredibly.
Incredibly. So, and there's also this like thing that I cannot determine the significance of, but the horse that they bring for this commercial shoot, they like show a mirror to an actor standing near the horse, and the horse sees its reflection and like kicks, like does a weird little horse thing, you know, something like dangerous, and everyone like freaks out. I don't know what that means. It was very like tense, which was like cool, but I don't know what it was like hinting at or leading up to, you know?
Oh, I have an idea. I think so. I think it's that like all these like Hollywood actors, and I'm not calling anybody specific out, just obviously, but you know, like I feel like a big thing is that people assume, or maybe it is true, I have no idea. But I feel like everybody like thinks that like these Hollywood actors, like they've always like done some like I don't know. I'm thinking more politics, but I feel like Hollywood still too. It's like they do like a bunch of like kind of like some bad stuff sometimes to like get the roles and the fame that they want, and they have like all these like secrets and stuff. So then it's like when you have the mirror shown up to you and you can see all the bad things you've done, you just like kind of like lose it.
Oh,
Maybe that was
geez.
like the horse,
You
like
think?
that's what I think. That's what I
That
was
could be
thinking.
very deep. When you started talking, I thought of something else that maybe it's just because, like, OG's trying to explain, they explain the rules, like, no sudden movements, no this, no that, whatever, like, be careful with the horse, whatever, like, giving all these rules as you should. But then, like, they kind of start disregarding everything and just, like, doing whatever they want. And OG's kind of like, wait, guys, stop. Like, he can't control everyone. And everyone's just, like, kind of not listening to what they just said. And then it ends up with, like, something happening. So maybe it's like, I don't know. It's something interesting. This movie has a lot of things where you think it's like more significant than it actually is. I was reading this like review of it and someone was like, maybe we're just thinking about it too much. Like maybe it's just fun. Because Jordan Peele's movies tend to be very, very thought out and very everything means something. Maybe he's just having fun.
I don't know. I think everything has a meaning still. Or maybe he's just messing with us. I don't
Maybe
know.
he's like putting in that's what I think with like books, like maybe they like put in a symbol and make you think about it, but they're like, no, it was just a t-shirt. You're wrong.
There's so many fan times where like I'm in English class and we're like deciphering like those like little short stories, especially by like what's his name? Roy Bradbury. I hate that guy. And I'm just like all his stories and I'm like, there's no meaning. He just wanted to write about a lighthouse. Like
Yeah,
there's nothing here.
honestly. Yeah. Okay, and then this is my little favorite subplot. So next door to the farm, to the ranch, whatever you want to call it, is this Western experience, you know, a classic tourist trap. Everyone there has like cowboy boots. I loved how they showed this because they have this little like high school or like college student like at the security being like, "Welcome to Westworld." Like so, I don't know what, exactly what it was, but like, you know, something like that and like being very touristy like, "Oh, you know, like this is my summer job. Like this is
Classic
a tourist
American
trap."
family, classic American, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like nobody goes there who like actually lives there. It's just like a tourist trap. And we meet the owner of this tourist trap. His name is like Ricky, I think, but they call him Jupe. I don't really know. I didn't really know his name during the I think it's Jupe, maybe.
Welcome, Jupe.
We'll call him Jupe. And we find out that he was on this TV show called Gordy's House, which stars this monkey. Oh my God. Connecting to the opening. We now know what this is. And there's a picture of there's this whole little secret room of like little artifacts from this show because it got canceled. And there's a picture of him fist bumping this monkey, and he's like, "Oh yeah, basically the monkey like, you know, kind of like went a little bit crazy one day, and then they had to cancel it." Then he's like, "Oh, you know what? SNL like did up such a good like spoof of it. Like he's like treating it like it was like nothing. Like oh yeah, SNL covered it. They did so good. Like go watch that." And they're like, "Nice, cool." But he profits off of it because there was this couple or someone that like paid like a ton of money just like spend the night in that room. Do you remember like he said
Yeah,
that?
that's right. I sent like thousands of dollars. It was like so weird.
Yeah, so he's just like profiting off of this like, you know, this TV show, like, you know, the once what's it called, I don't know, like, you know, the people who are in one show and like profit off of it
One
forever.
hit wonders.
Yeah, one hit wonders basically. So that's his little thing.
But then we also learned that like the show, it didn't go very well.
Yeah, I
And
don't know how soon after we find out, but it's
I think it
like,
was like in the middle-ish of the movie we find out.
do you want to explain that part?
Yeah, sure. It's like I don't necessarily remember exactly how it started, but I don't know what triggered the monkey, but they had like the monkey on set as part of the show.
I do.
Okay, yeah. What happened? I
I'll
don't
do
know.
this part. You can explain the power going out because that part got fuzzy for me.
Power went out.
What? No,
It's been a
I'm saying you can explain that
Oh, I
part.
got you. Yeah, okay, you got. I thought you meant
Okay.
at the scene, and I was like, what?
No, sorry. This part I know very well because it was my favorite scene. So basically, they're filming this show, Gordy's House. And it's Gordy's birthday. That's the episode they're filming. And they're all giving him presents and stuff. And the daughter of like the family gives Gordy a oh, Gordy's like a monkey that lives with the family for some reason. I don't know. It's like, you know, one of those classic sitcoms. So they give him the present, And they like open it, it's like balloons, and the balloons like fly up into like the air, and they're like, whoa. But then the balloon pops, and the screen goes black. And you just like, I'm pretty sure, I don't remember all the exact logistics of it, but like the screen goes black, and then like it comes back, and it's like alarms going off, and like, people are screaming, and like, it's chaos because the monkey is like killing everyone because the monkey went crazy. Because I don't know, man. She's like chewing,
Yeah.
but she's trying to talk.
I thought I was having a sandwich break. But yeah, basically, and then during that scene, the little Joop at the time when they were filming, he just hides under a table and the monkey just like literally death stares him and then goes to eat one of the other child actors. Like it was a very creepy scene, but I think that was totally character stuff as well.
There's this whole little sequence where, little Joop, the child actor, is sitting under a table, and the monkey is like going to his co-star, like the girl who played the daughter, and like basically like punching her and killing her and like being crazy. She's still alive, but like messing her up completely.
Yeah.
And he's just like kind of playing around. He's like nudging her, being like, whatever. And then I was like, when I was really in the theater, and I say out loud, I'm like, look at him, look at him. Like I knew the monkey was gonna like do that like slow turn to, because right now we're looking at the scene from the point of view of like the boy. So the camera is the boy. So I was like, make eye contact with the camera, like do it right now. And then he did it. And I was like, because it was so creepy. This monkey that killed everyone is just staring at you. But then it like slowly moves over, goes to Joop, and like goes in for a fist bump. Cause I think that was something in the show that they like,
Yeah,
yeah, like
it was
the
a
show,
show thing.
yeah, like they had like the first fist bump explosion or something. That's what they like said. And so he goes to like give him a fist bump, and then Joop is about to give him a fist bump, and then like they shoot the monkey, which is probably for the best. But so that happens, and it's like, yo, what did I just watch? What does this have to do with aliens?
But then that also like it shows so much about Joop's character because then it's like he's profiting off of this like trauma that he's like probably like hidden like so far down like he doesn't even like know exists and here he is making like thousands of dollars of having this couple stay in his like antique room with all like the merch from it. Like that's like creepy as hell when you think about it. Can I say that? I'll say it.
It's okay. You're almost 18. I feel like we can like slowly pull out some more matured things. Anyway,
Let's go.
what was I gonna say? Oh my goodness. It was about him profiting off of this thing. And oh, he thinks he's like chosen because the monkey like hurt everyone else, but wanted to be his friend. So he's like, I think like honestly, what you were saying, it's just like repressed trauma. Like he feels like, I think he's feeling like survivor's guilt. I don't know if everyone died, but everyone got like hurt. He's feeling like
He was
survivor.
like untouched physically.
Yes. And he's like thinking that he is like the Messiah, like here to like save everyone because the monkey wanted to give him a fist bump. And there's not the same exact situation in real life, obviously. Maybe there is. But there are a lot of celebrities. I don't want to say any, but like I can think of like a few where like kind of like they went through something like really bad, and then like they're continuously like profiting off of it and like bringing it up and like making it like their character. And it's like, what? Like there's one like
Yeah.
I will say, like I forget his like exact name, but it's like Nico Avocado something. He's this like mukbang person, and he used to be like very
Never heard of
healthy,
him.
and he was like a vegan, but then he started like gaining a lot of weight because he was doing all these mukbangs, but then he like embraced it and like is now like severely obese, like very unhealthy, and like doesn't eat any healthy foods, and like profits off of it, and is like always talks about how like overweight he is, and like it's not healthy, and it's like he used to be like, it's awful. It's this whole thing. I could talk about this for a whole episode, but that's my connection to that. Hollywood. Yeah. Anyway, moving along with the plot. This is
Yeah.
your part to explain because I kind of got a little bit confused.
So yeah, basically after that, they're all we go back to oh my God, what's the guy's name?
OJ.
OJ and M are at the farm and they're like chilling. And like all of a sudden like all the power goes out and it's like really weird. And then OJ looks up at this guy and he thinks he sees something and he's like not sure what it is. But then he thinks it's like then I start getting the idea of like a UFO like going around the sky. And then the power comes back on and they had like tried to take pictures of it, but every time that it was like in like reach of the device or anything they were trying to get the picture with, it was like everything would just shut down and turn black. So they were very confused. They decide to buy cameras at this like tech place and they meet my favorite character of the movie. His name is Angel. He is like the funniest person ever, I think.
I like
Yeah, I like Angel a lot. And then Angel comes over to the house, he helps him set up cameras and they try and like get the alien UFO thing that's flying around in the sky on camera. And I think they almost are able to, but then like a praying mantis or something like flew in front of like the camera and they couldn't get it. And it was like really sad. And then when they also got another shot, I think like another chance to do it, I think it like all shut down, which is very sad.
Yeah, honestly, the whole like, okay, I'm really bad with like, maybe this is why I don't like action movies or like this kind of movie, because I can never follow all the little like rules of like, oh, well, whenever it's nearby, all the power shuts down, like, or whatever. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, it's great, but my brain just can't grasp it. And so maybe that's why I don't like these movies, or it's like, oh, with action, like his powers are activated when the moon is in its phase. Like, I'm like, what?
You're trying to explain werewolves to superheroes?
I don't know, like things just get like messy and I get confused because I'm not good at following that.
I think
But
so. I don't know. I think I like that part because it's very unexplainable, and that's what I like about it. That's what brings like the supernatural sci-fi part of it for me. Like all these, because like at the end of the movie, we do see the alien, but like until then, like the idea of like all the technology going out and stuff, that's what like got me interested in it. Because I was like, oh, maybe they'll figure it out, and they didn't. But that's why I was like hooked on the movie for a little bit. Like why I was like really paying attention. But yeah.
we also think that it's a UFO. But then we find out it's like an alien,
Like
right?
a
Like,
literal, yeah, I think it was the literal alien.
yeah, because it would like absorb people. And like, there's this, oh my God. Well, we'll come back to this because it's right after this, I'm pretty sure. Jupe, being him, decides that he's gonna profit off of this too. So he's like, everyone, I have this horse. The horse, Lucky, that he got from
Oh
OJ
yeah,
and M.
the alien is like obsessed with like horses and stuff. Like it's like tried to eat horses before, and it has eaten horses before.
It's a horse girl. Like, what can you do? So
Exactly.
Jupe is like, here, we're gonna put this horse in the field and attract the alien, and you're all gonna watch it eat the alien. Oh my God, Paranormal Activity, give me your money and attention.
And it works.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, a
He
little bit or some
eats
people
all
did.
of them.
Yeah, but they showed up. He got the money.
Oh, they did show up, yes, but then he died, so like, who cares?
There was also a really weird lady in the audience with a veil.
Yes, yep. Sorry, I'm like, this is my favorite little side. I love Jupe. He's a mess, and that's why I love him. Problematic characters make the movies for me.
So explain who the veiled lady is.
So he's like, I'm really happy to announce that, like, I forgot her name, but he's like, my co-star from Gordy's House and also my first crush, like, is here with us, whatever. And it's this girl who was beaten almost to death by Gordy, and she's got a veil over her face, and we can't see her face. We're like, oh, okay. And then when the UFO comes, not the UFO, the alien. There's this great shot. There are two great shots. One of Jupe looking up at it, and you can kind of just see that he's realizing, like, oh my God, it's gonna eat us. Like, this is probably not the best
He's like,
idea.
I've screwed up. I'm not
You
even
just see,
gonna
like, his entire life, like,
continue.
his whole goals change. And then there's a shot of the girl, and the veil is like, it's like, because the alien is like making a lot of wind. And so the veil, like, slowly reveals her face. And you see that her whole face, like, her mouth is, like, all, like, messed up. Like, because she was so, like, affected. Like, Gordy ripped her apart. And
Literally.
I think like it's definitely way too deep, but like I thought that part was like I got like the chills because it just shows like how much like how damaging the situation was, but they're just like not talking about it.
Well, didn't it? Yeah, I don't think it went public at all. I think they like really quietly just like shut it down, right?
Yeah, they just said they said the monkey just like went a little crazy, you know, like, but they didn't say he like was covered in blood and like,
Like killed people, probably.
yeah. So I thought, oh my God, I loved that part. It was amazing. But we didn't have much time to appreciate that because then we cut to the scariest, most disturbing scene I've like ever seen of all these people like inside the monster, like screaming and like being like thrashed around.
And they basically like get killed inside of the alien, right? And then. But the best part is that all like, I guess the alien like only really wants like the flesh and bone of it because like, it literally like, I think the alien goes on top of OJ and M's house at the farm, and then it's just spilling out all of the blood from all the people it's eaten on top of the house, and the house looks like, I think that is also like that whole like sequence. Like I love the shots after that all happened. Like when you see the house covered in like the dried blood, and, like some, I was like, oh my God, it was awesome. One of my, like my favorite points in this movie is that like pretty much any scene you see from there like could be like a like perfect like poster scene. Like it was just so done well. But there's that, and then you see all of like the spare change and like keys falling from people, and it's like
And there's
that's
explanation of how the
amazing.
dad died.
Other people had been eaten, and then their coins and keys fell.
And that part was when it's just like full on raining blood, I was like, where am I?
I was not expecting it to take that turn, and then when it did, I was like, yo.
I know. And then basically the last like while is just them trying to get this picture, this video, which the whole time I was like, actually I'll come back to this later. We'll focus on the plot right now. I'll come back to my thought after. But so they hire this filmmaker to help them capture the pictures or the videos. Of course, he's using film because he's like pretentious, like not
No,
using
that's the
digital.
only thing that they could use because all the other stuff would turn off in this vicinity. That was the whole point of getting him to do it.
Right. Okay. Also, if you use film, you're pretentious. And so he's like, you know, just like doing his thing, but he keeps running out of film because that's how film
he's
works.
Really bad at it.
Yeah. And then he also like, he gets it on film, I'm pretty sure. But then he's like, wait, I'm going to get the perfect shot. Cause that's what filmmakers do. They suck. And then he, I'm going to school for film. Don't worry. And then, he like runs into the field and like tries to get like right under this thing to get the video. But then he gets eaten because like, obviously, but he gets the shot. And I think he's like satisfied that he gets it.
And he gets eaten.
Then he gets eaten. So it's like,
doesn't
and then
his camera
also
get eaten too, right? Doesn't the camera get eaten too? So it's like all that work was for nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also there's like a TMZ reporter that shows up, but that car's that part
he
also
shows up.
Bruh, TMZ is so scary. It's so funny.
No, it was so random because the guy just literally showed up on a motorcycle, and then because all technology doesn't work in like the vicinity of the alien, they were like, guy, don't do it, your motorcycle's just gonna stop working. And he's like, nah, I'm cool. And then it did, and then he like died. And, and I don't know, that was just so funny to me. And that's just like such like a show on society, which we'll probably talk about later, but I was like, damn.
No, but I love that moment because you just know that like Jordan Peele like has definitely come across TMZ reporters who have like scared him, and so that was just like a little like to them because TMZ is
Don't come in
terrifying.
my vicinity or you're gonna fly off your motorcycle.
Yeah, basically. And then so they're just like, okay, this part I kind of zoned out. Like I was watching, but I wasn't fully understanding it because it was very actiony and very like kind of weird, and a lot of like the rules were like, oh, don't look at it, oh, don't like do this to it, and it's like, what? So do you have any comments about this whole little action sequence of them like trying to get the try not to die?
I really liked it. For me, it was a little bit confusing. So like if I remember correctly, I'm pretty sure they like OJ's like hiding, or like he went out of hiding to go get the horse, right? Because he didn't want Lucky to die, right?
Maybe.
And I don't know, I just know that he like left hiding at some point. Then M, I think, took the motorcycle then went to like the western place, right?
Yes, this part is so good. She goes back to this little western attraction. And, oh, I forgot to mention this in the beginning. When they first go to the western attraction in the beginning, she like, is looking into this well, and all of a sudden there's, like, a flash. And she realizes that she just, like, photobombed this, like, these two kids, like, their picture that they took. And I love that part because when I first watched it, I, like, made a note of that. I was like, oh, that's really good. Because first she's, like, looking into this well, and then you realize, oh, it's just a camera. Wells are western, cameras are not, you know what I mean? So it was like, oh, like it's all in a, it's all fake, it's all a facade, it's all like a tourist trap, you know? But that was cool. But then to make it even better, she uses that well to take the pictures of the alien thingy.
I love how they did that because it was very dramatic, and like the way that the well worked for the picture, you had to crank it up a lot. So then you see her constantly trying to crank it up and just like looking and like praying that she got the shot, and then like
Yeah, and it also kind of worked like a Polaroid, so like where like it comes out, but like you don't fully see it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like develop, and then she sees that she like got it. She also like lets this huge balloon go from the place. It's like they're like, you know, attraction balloon, like being like, oh, come here.
Yeah, it's like the alien is attracted if like you make eye contact with it and like you're moving. So like the balloon's obviously floating, and I think the face was turned towards the alien, so the alien saw it and was like, oh, you're messing with me, and then ate it. And then obviously once it ate it, it exploded because it was like crushing the people. So like when it went to crush the balloon, it popped and alien went boom.
So that was the death of the alien.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the movie.
That it like ended like right there, which I never really liked those endings before. I always wanted like some like really nice closure with all of them, but then actually you got me into movies that looked a little more open-ended, because I was like, you know what, I actually kind of do like the, all right, well, you figure out what happens next ending. So I like that part a lot more.
I'm so honored that you just said that, because I love movies where, like, you don't get full closure. It's annoying because, like, while I'm watching it, I'm like, are you kidding me? But then, like, after
a few minutes later, I'm like, oh my god, that was amazing. I loved it so much.
Because you want a movie to, like, make you want more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is the best. So I was, like, happy that it kind of, like, it gave us closure, but also, like, cut it off, like, right when it had to, you know?
Exactly.
And I loved that. And also the last, like, I forget exactly how it worked, but there was, like, the music was like swelling and like doing its thing, and like it cuts off like right when like you think it's going to, and it's like perfect. So I liked that. So now that we went over the plot, let's talk about some significance and some of our thoughts.
Okay. You want to take the first one, because you were very into the, this is your favorite part, go ahead.
Gordy, we have talked about this, so I'll just like quickly touch on it, but Jupe's obsession with like Gordy and this whole situation, he's just trying so hard to like market himself and use this tragedy he went to for like some clout and for some attention. Because like I think this whole thing, Jordan Peele, like oh my goodness, he's This movie has to be like about his life or something, because like I've been watching his like content for a very long time. He used to have like, you know, Key and Peele. I'm sure a lot of you know
Oh
that,
my
maybe.
God, he is from that, isn't he?
Yeah, which was like a TV show, I'm pretty sure. But before that, it was just a YouTube channel,
I remember the
pretty low
YouTube.
budget. And I watched that when I was like a kid because my older cousins showed it to me. I didn't understand a lot of the jokes. There were a lot of dirty jokes I did not get. And now looking back, I like get them. There's this whole episode once about like picking out a bed. You know what? I'm not gonna talk about it, but
I think
look it
the
up.
most famous one from it, though, was like the A.A.
Oh
Rong
yeah,
stuff.
A.A. Ron, of course. But look up Key and Peele like mattress shopping or something, and you'll know what I'm talking about. But so like he didn't just like get this handed to him. He's been working so hard for so long. He didn't just like have an overnight success. And so he knows how much Hollywood and this whole industry sucks, you know? And so this
Yeah.
whole movie, I think, is just like a tribute to all, not tribute, like a reverse tribute to all of
Call
the
out.
call out, yeah. Because like I'm sure he's encountered people like Jupe in real life who are like, you know, they'll do anything to like keep the spotlight on him. Like you don't see Key and Peele making, you know, constantly making Aaron merch now or like talking about that skit forever because they moved on and they're doing their own thing. Like imagine if they did, like this wouldn't, like people know Peele now is like, you know, from Get Out and from Us and from this, like not from, you know, Aaron.
Right, exactly.
So yeah, I liked that a lot.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. Do you want to talk about the filmmaker for a little bit? I feel like that guy was. They met him in like the beginning of the movie, and that's what they knew to call him later. He was like. I mean, he's already called it out earlier, but he was very pretentious. Like, he had like a stick up his, you know what. And like, the whole time, like, it was just so clear. And then. I think he actually was going to blow them off at the end at one point. Like, he was going to take the photo and run, and then like he just like got eaten, which I think was kind of like a karma thing. But I thought it was a really good way to end his character.
It was very interesting because I don't know if this is like a positive thing or a negative thing, honestly, because I feel like, you know, the whole thing is just a lot of it's just about like filmmaking and like getting that shot, whatever. And it was weird because like people are literally dying and all they care about is like getting a picture or getting a, like, you know, whatever. And that's kind of like, it's, I remember watching it and literally saying, I was like, I said, like, wait, like, why do they not care that they could die? Like, they just want the picture. Like, I'm confused. And I think that's kind of like, it's not supposed to make sense. You know what I mean? Like, it's supposed to be like that's what they care about because this is what this industry is, or I don't know, you know?
I think it's like a good call to society how it's like everybody's like always on their phones. Like, I mean, obviously this is like a really drastic comparison, but like drunk drive, not drunk driving, but like call it like driving and like texting or like stuff like that. Like, oh, you were so busy taking a taxi, like you crashed your car. It's like this person, like, oh, they're so busy trying to get the shot that like they got eaten by an alien.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
It's
like
just very weird. Like, it's very like priorities aren't in check, and it's like interesting.
yeah. And then I wanted to talk about like the weird Western experience aspect of it all. I thought this was, I'm not 100% sure if I have this right here or not, but the Western theme was like that the whole like ex other I keep trying to call, I keep wanting to call it like a rival park, but it's not a rival park. It's like a theme park that's there. But this theme park, it's like the Western theme, right? And I think it was a Western theme specifically because it was like there like all along, like Western whatever, that's like always been like a thing of like culture, I guess, you know. And like the family, I forget what their business is called. I think it's like, hey, it's like some like Triple H thing, I think,
Yeah, it's like for horse.
like horses, something like that. And I think like that whole thing, I think they were like the first horse, like their company was like the first horse used in like any like Hollywood production. So it's like, oh, like we've been here like the exact same amount of time. And I think it shows that like they're not successful, but like the Western place is. I think that's like a call to society and like progress and stuff. I thought that was cool.
It's also, I'm not good at like reading this type of stuff, but Jordan Peele does a lot with like racism, like calling out
Yeah, I
racism,
think that,
and that may be
yeah.
like part of it as well, especially because the name was like Western, like that is like just like so, like, you know what I mean, like it's just so American and so like,
I think it was a very big call out to American society, like the whole movie. I think that was like a really big aspect of it. I don't necessarily know what exactly, and that's what annoys me.
yeah, I know, right? I'm like, please just tell me, I need to have a conversation with this guy, honestly.
Yeah,
Okay,
literally.
and then quickly touching on the acting because I don't want this episode to be too long, but Daniel Kaluuya, this guy is so good. And every role he plays, he's a good actor because he doesn't, like, his face, there's no expression. Everything is told through his eyes, and, like, you can just, like, feel his fear. Like, one scene, he's, like, sitting in a car, and it's, like, raining blood, and he's just looking, and his eyes are just, like, open wide, and, like, he doesn't even look scared, but he just looks, like, terrified somehow.
It's like the funniest thing though. Like, I don't know what it is. Whenever I watch him act and he's like terrified, it just makes me want to laugh so hard because it just looks like so like ironic because like it's just so real. And that's exactly what you're saying. It's like acting with like not like acting like in like a classic way, I guess. It's really cool.
And then also Kiki Palmer, I was a little bit like not sure about this because isn't she was on like some kind of like Disney or Nick show, right? Like, am I like making that up?
I tried to look it up. Because I've like I know her name, but I don't know where I know her from. I think she was on like the
She
Sean
like,
Disney stuff.
I think I might know what she was on, but I don't want to like say it if I'm wrong.
It says she was in like Jump In and like the Proud Family. I'm trying to guess if it looks like Disney-esque.
That is. But while I look it up, wait.
Oh, Ice Age. iCarly.
Okay, no, she was in True Jackson VP. That was what I was thinking of. True Jack. Okay, whatever. It was a show on like Nick or something.
Oh, I got you. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, but she was great. Like, I loved her. I didn't think she overacted or anything at all, but which I feel like a lot of like Nick Disney stars tend to do sometimes. But she was great. I loved her. Very amazing. And then plot overall, like I said, I was mostly into it, but I'm not a big fan of like random aliens without context. I'm more like the explaining of like where they came from and like why they're there. So I was kind of like, okay, but I did like the kind of like I like the alien was just like the movie isn't about aliens. The alien is just like what they use to kind of show other themes, which is what
Right.
I liked.
That was interesting though, because it felt like it like was the plot, but like it actually wasn't, which was cool.
Yeah. Do you have anything else about the plot?
Not really. I really liked all the characters they brought in. Like, I didn't feel like any character was just like there to like be there. Like, it all felt like, except Angel, but he was just kind of like he like kept showing up. That was awesome. And I feel like it just like made sense a lot to have all the characters like who were there to be there.
Yeah. And the last thing we want to do is compare this to Get Out because we both loved Get Out.
Yes. I think we both liked Get Out more. I don't know what it was for this one. This movie caught me very off guard, but I think that's why I did like it, but I didn't like being caught so off guard. I don't know. That's what I liked Get Out because it was very like it kept you on edge the whole time. This one, I felt like I was just like waiting to be on edge the entire time. You know what I mean?
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. I also like Get Out more because I think it's weird because the situation was equally as weird, but it felt more realistic somehow because like it felt like something that could actually happen and like it was a little bit less symbolic, I feel like. It was more just like literal, which I don't usually like, but I liked how it was like a really dramatic representation of like an actual like a very real thing. I don't know. It was just so like it was so good. I don't know, like Nope didn't have any like plot twists or like or any like aha moments where Get Out did had like several, and so that was just a little bit more entertaining for me. Both of them, the cinematography is like insane. Like let's just put that out there, like insane, insane. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
That was
I
my.
liked it definitely. What would you rate it like 1 out of 10 for like final?
Oh well, I did rate it. Everyone follow my letterbox. Actually, don't because I don't have to say my last name. I definitely say this in like every other episode. My phone is not turning on now. This is lovely. I think I give it 4 stars out of 5.
I gave it 4 stars as well. Maybe
Yeah,
I can see what you rated it.
because I thought it was really great. It
You
wasn't
also rated it
my cup
four.
of tea.
Yeah.
It wasn't my particular kind of movie, but I did really like it. So yeah.
4 stars is like the highest thing that I'll give a movie. The only one that has 5 is Bo Burnham's Inside. So.
Bro, I gave Monsters University 4.5, and I gave Monsters Inc. 5. So
That should be switched, but whatever.
no, whatever. Anyway, I love Pixar. Anyway, So if you guys have not watched Nope, I highly recommend that you go watch it because it is very good. I'm sorry that we just spoiled the entire thing, but I think you
It's
should
really
watch
good.
it. Yeah.
You should also listen to our other watch party episodes because they're really cool.
Do it.
And you should also follow our social medias. Our Instagram and TikTok is at ACLAM.podcast. Our Twitter is at ACLAM_podcast. You can follow us there and hear about all the cool, fun, and exciting episodes we have coming up. Woo!
Also, next week we're going on like vacation together, so we might have like a cool episode. I don't know. I just thought of that.
That should be fun.
That should be fun. Anyway, as always, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next week on a coming of age movie.